Okay, what's your name and how did you get involved?
I'm Stephanie Plested, and we found out that the ABCD were having a meeting, and we just turned up and met Janine, who was really, really helpful and gave us some advice, and then arranged another further meeting with herself.
And what sort of what was the idea for the project? What were you thinking that needed
of
to happen?
Our project. We didn't really know. We didn't have any idea of what to do or how to start or anything. We just had an idea, and we went and spoke to Janine about it. And then she started sort of giving us little tips of what to do, like questionnaires, asking people for donations, and also. Like, she sort of gave me the confidence to ask people about premises, because I was worried about asking. And then I rang someone after I spoke to Janine, and she gave me the premises for free. So that was really good. Yeah, we just had an idea and then just went and spoke to her about it.
So what was the idea? What is the project?
It's Cozy Tots Caf. We just want to open up, like, a place where mums, dads or carers can go during the day with the kids. I know there's a lot of stay and plays around, but they're open for very small sessions, like 9.30 to 11.30, and a lot of people can't make it. So our aim was to be open from 9.30 till 2.30, so mums with the older kids can drop them off at the school, then come to us, rather than going home and sitting indoors being bored by themselves. They can get out and talk to people, and also it's really good for kids to interact with other kids and learn to share. And because he's a single child, my son, so he doesn't really know how to share and stuff. So if he's around other children, then he'll pick that up quicker, and other skills for nursery and things like that.
So is that some of the benefits you've seen?
Yeah, because we've been to some stay and plays around, but they're quite clicky. We want it to be not like that. We want it to be somewhere where everyone feels comfortable, like not too structured, but there is things going on. So if you want to get involved, you can, but you're not forced to do that. You can just come and sit there and have a tea if you want. It's up to you. That's what you want to do.
So have you seen sort of changes in people's well-being?
Or? We haven't opened yet. We're opening on the 20th of March. It's literally, we've just been trying to get all loads of stuff together, donations, things like that. But from our questionnaires, we've had a lot of feedback, and a lot of it has been about the times we're open, because all the other sessions, like I say, are very short, and people can't make it with a baby. It's so difficult. So the in-between the school run is what's really wanted, and also a lot of people want to see it open weekends as well. So, yeah, that's what we've had. And also, when we explain to people what we want to do, they say, like, it's a really good idea, and they can't wait, and they really want to come to it. So we know that it's something that people like the idea of, but obviously we get the results on Friday when we open, so...
Are you excited?
Yeah, we want to be open more than just one day, so we're still looking for another premises. We had a look at one the other day, but the guy from the council, he doesn't know what they want to do with it yet, because it's quite a big building. But we should find out in about 2 weeks what he wants to do with it, and then we may have a permanent premises, but we've got to wait and see for that one. And then we're going to be open Monday to Saturday, 9 until 2:30. Open for everyone, always there for everyone, sort of.
That's it, fabulous.
Thank you. So awkward, because you know that.